House Committee Announces Date to Mark Up Alejandro Mayorkas' Impeachment. By Bradley J. on January 25, 2024. Republicans on the House Committee on Homeland Security are moving forward with their impeachment of embattled Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The committee announced it will convene on Tuesday, January 30, to mark up articles of impeachment against Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors. Chairman Mark Green, RTN, touted the committee's year-long comprehensive investigation into Mayorkas as well as the causes, costs, and consequences of the unprecedented crisis at America's borders, holding 10 hearings, publishing 6 reports totaling roughly 400 pages, and conducting extensive interviews with chief patrol agents for the U.S. Border Patrol. Green's announcement continues. Our thorough and fair investigation exposed Secretary Mayorkas' abuse of power and refusal to comply with the law. In November, 201 Democrats voted to refer articles of impeachment against the Secretary to our committee and, having completed impeachment hearings earlier this month, we plan to mark up those articles next week. The announcement comes as Senate negotiations pairing border security and foreign aid reach a low point. With that deal seemingly on life support, the House sending articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would almost certainly kill the resolution, could be another step in highlighting Democrat inaction on the border. The committee published excerpts of transcripts from chief and deputy chief patrol agents at the southwest border regarding what it calls a number of consequences of Secretary Mayorkas's open borders. Never before have agents seen such historic numbers of illegal crossings. The lack of consequences enforced by this administration for illegal entry. Mass releases functioning as a pull factor for millions of illegal aliens. Illegal aliens are now turning themselves into Border Patrol, knowing they will be released into the interior. The expansive degree of cartel control at the southwest border. Agents are being taken out of the field in order to help process and release illegal aliens. Illegal aliens are spreading the word of our open border back home, encouraging more crossings. The operational impacts of open borders, including closed checkpoints and national security/public safety risks. Border Patrol sector chiefs contradict Secretary Mayorkas and say they do not have operational control in their sectors. Republican leadership has not indicated when articles of impeachment might be brought to the floor. However, leadership has worked with Green in reaching out to Republicans on the fence to alleviate their concerns with the impeachment of Mayorkas. Recent reports suggest leadership has locked up, or is very close to doing so, enough support to impeach Mayorkas, although the numbers are tight. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, has remained in Louisiana while recovering from cancer treatments, but his office has said he will be back in Washington sometime in February. Additionally, a special election to replace expelled Representative George Santos, RNY, takes place February 13. The race is considered a tight one, and its results could have significant implications for Speaker Mike Johnson's, RLA, ability to move forward with impeachment. Watch, Angel Mom rips into DHS Chief Mayorkas. He is partially responsible for my daughter's fentanyl poisoning. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.